Do we think we can remember the memory verse? After all that, I've given you a good opportunity to forget. If I do a count, 1, 2, 3, if someone starts going, then all of you will go, hopefully, and get it, okay? Oh, I'm out of breath after that. Woo! 1, 2, 3. Give yourselves a round of applause, you remembered. This morning, I just want to spend a little bit of time thinking about this idea of encountering God and how we meet God. Now, to help me, I need two volunteers. So, Zachy, do you want to come up? Noah, do you want to come up? Now, would you say, Noah, your hearing is quite good? You think it's quite good? Okay. Zach, would you say your hearing is quite good? Okay. What I would like to do, I'm going to ask you to ask Zach a question, okay? And you're going to ask him that question, he's going to give a reply, okay? Understand? Right, so what top are you wearing? So you've got to ask Zach that question. Okay, I'm going to get my microphone out so you can hear. What top are you wearing?
Arsenal top.
Okay, excellent. Now, what we're going to do, make it a little bit harder. So, Zach, I want you to go and stand roughly where Dave is, in about the middle there. I'm going to test your hearing from there. So, I'm going to ask you a question, and you're going to ask it, Zach, and see if Zach hears you and then he replies. So, who is your favourite footballer? Sanchez, okay. Right, go to where Ken is now. What school do you go to? He can't hear you. Might have to do a bit louder. Might need to be even louder. Wow, you got that one. Right, okay, well, now we're going to make there a lot of distractions. So what I want you to start shouting out loud is hallelujah, 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 hallelujah as often as you can when I ask him a question, okay? So, another question. Where do you live? So start shouting. Really loud, shout it. He heard that one. Right, can you take him into the foyer, please, Ken? And we even heard him back, didn't we? So this one. What is your brother's name?
What is your brother's name?
See, I don't think he heard that one, did he? I think we have to get him back. Can we get him back? Thank you very much, though. That was very, very helpful. It's a bit like that, though, isn't it? Actually, when we think about God. So, can we hear from God? Can we hear God? Can we listen for him? Actually, it's a little bit like that. Sometimes it feels like we're really close to God and we can hear what he's got to say for us. But actually, there are some times when it feels like we're far away from God and actually hearing from him is really, really difficult. And what's worse, actually, that we can actually put up distractions around us. There can be other things that are competing in that sort of sound. So we can ask God things. It feels like we're not hearing anything back from him. But actually, he is saying something to us. But we just need to get a little bit closer to him. So that's one way that we can hear from God. We can hear from God through listening. The next way that we can hear from God is through seeing. Who is familiar with Where's Wally? Where's Wally? I used to love playing Where's Wally. I'm going to complete a bit of a theological nightmare here. I think Where's Wally is a little bit like God. Okay? Where's Wally is a little bit like God. Anyone feel like they can see Where's Wally? Not very clear just because of the lighting. Where is he? There is Wally. Why is Wally like God? Well, I'm going to put it this way. Where's Wally is a little bit like God, because on every single page, he's there. God is always there. At times, it can be really hard to see him, but he's always there. What you find is, the more you play Where's Wally, you get a little bit more familiar with what he looks like. And because you get a bit more familiar with what he looks like, it starts to be easier to see him. So when you come into it a bit cold, it's hard to see where God is working. But actually, the more you look for God, the more you will find him. Because you begin to recognize what he is like. So just like Where's Wally, you recognize him because of the fact he wears these things. In many ways, it works exactly the same way with God. We recognize God because actually he's quite familiar in the things that he does. So we can see God through seeing. We can encounter God through seeing. The next way we can encounter God is through feeling. And I'm going to need about five helpers for this one. Okay, so Reuben. I'm going to use Reuben first. Reuben, I'd like you to come and sit on this chair for me. And I'm going to blindfold you. I'm okay to blindfold him, parents? Yeah, it's fine. Yeah, no problems with that. We blindfold him all the time, it's fine. Yeah. Right. That's probably very hot, isn't it, Reuben? Scarf in the middle of summer. Yeah, it's over his mouth as well. Do you want him back? Right. So can you see anything? I'm going to cover it over your ears as well, so you can't hear anything either.
I can't see anything.
Can't see anything. Okay, now I need four volunteers. Okay, you guys, Brandon, you can go as well. Right, what I want you to do, I want you to go spread yourselves out around the church. And what I'm going to do, I'm going to put this lovely packet of Starburst under Reuben's chair. And what I would like you guys to do, I want you to try and make your way as quietly as possible to the Starburst without Reuben spotting you. And if he feels like you're coming close, he will point. So can you do that for me, Reuben? So when you feel like they're getting close to you, you've got a point, and then they have to stop, okay? And they're out. So off you go, guys. He stood up. Reuben, did you know that Brandon's just come and stole them? No. Okay. That didn't quite work the way it was meant to. Nevertheless, give him a round of applause. Thank you, Reuben. Thank you, Brandon. You share those later. Go sit down, guys. It's a bit like that sometimes with God. What's meant to be happen is actually when we get near to God, actually we can almost feel his presence. So there are times where it doesn't feel like we can see him. Might not be that we can hear him. But sometimes we can just know God is there because we can feel his presence alongside us. So that's another way that we can encounter God. Another way that we can meet with God is actually through the Bible. So actually, this is often called the Word of God. So many times, actually, one of the things and ways we can meet with God is actually through studying the Bible, from reading the Bible. That is a way in which you can have an encounter with God, because the Bible tells you exactly what God is like. And if you read the Gospels, if you read the stories about Jesus in the Bible, well, that is who God is. God is Jesus. He's the perfect expression of God. So if you want to know what God is like, read the Bible. And then the final way that we understand is actually through each other. So you'll notice this morning that there is a mirror in church. Okay? Oh. So, kids, what sort of things can you see? So you can see yourself. See Brandon. You can see everything it's pointed to. Can you see, if you looked at it that way, what is it showing now? What's it showing now? Showing the windows? Showing the people in a church. Okay. Did you know that one of the ways in which we can see God is in each other? Actually, by the way in which we treat one another, actually, we can see God. Because the Bible tells us that when we become Christians, the Holy Spirit comes inside of us. Holy Spirit. Oh, never bring a mirror to church. The Holy Spirit is God. So actually, God is in each of us. And actually, at various points in our life, we can tell that God is working through other people. It might be in a conversation. It might be in a nice, warm hug. It might be that people are there in the moments when you need them. That is sometimes the way that God speaks to us. He speaks to us through each other. And I believe he speaks to us through his church as well. Actually, this is one of the reasons we come together. We come together to meet with God, but equally we go out of here so that others may see what God is like, because they see us, and through us, they see God. So I'm going to pray. And what we're going to do in a moment is we're going to spend some time praying about these opportunities to meet with God. So let me just lead us in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the fact that we can meet with you in all manner of ways. Lord, that there are times where we can see you. And sometimes, Lord, that's obvious. We can see where you've been working, but we recognize that there are other times where it's harder to see what you're like. We pray, Lord, that we would become more familiar with your ways and the way in which you present yourself to us. Heavenly Father, we thank you that at times it feels like we really do listen and we can hear you. But Lord, we also recognize that sometimes the closer we are to you, the easier it is, and the further away we get from you, the harder it is to hear from you, because quite often there are lots of distractions. Heavenly Father, we pray that we would get closer to you so that we may hear what you have to say to us. Lord, we thank you that there are times, particularly through worship, where we can feel your presence, where we can just know that you're there with us, that you are near us, even when we can't always see you. Lord, we thank you that your Bible tells us you are there. Lord, and the truths of the Bible are a great way of you showing us your path for each and every one of us. And Lord, we thank you for one another. Lord, we thank you for those times in which you work your purposes and plans through other people. And that by looking at other people, there are times where we can just see your face. And we pray that we would be that to other people as well. Lord, use us as a church. Move through us so that people will know what you're like. We thank you for this in Jesus' name. Amen. The bands are going to come and they're going to play. And as they do so, we're just going to have some space. I think it's really, really important. Quite often when I do family services, there's some mad activity that goes on. And it's not for everyone's taste. What I would like us to do this morning is that actually I want you to just meet with God in the way in which you feel most comfortable. It might be that actually you're a person who finds meeting God in silence, in quiet, in just being alone, in isolation. Actually, that's what works for you. Well, use this time to meet with God in that way. It might be that actually you want to take some time just to read your Bible, to go to the Psalms, those verses that we were looking at just earlier on. It might be that actually you want to write something down. One of the ways that I definitely feel God is actually when I spend some time writing prayers to him. So actually that makes me to consider my thoughts and what's on my heart. It might be that you actually want to sing along with the band, in which case, just join in with the worship and spend some time with God in the worship. But ultimately, whether you stand, whether you sit, whether you're still, whether you're loud, either way, use this time, use this space to meet with God in this place.